KLYT Broadcast Studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you hosting today. Your friend Steve Ryman will be back Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week. So we appreciate that. Actually, I'm wrong. We are going to be re-airing our interview with Jody McAllister tomorrow. So you'll actually hear me 2 days in a row. I am with two of my friends, and they are producers, artistic directors for Christmas Joy, Lindsay Warner and Lauren Maddock. They are with the Magnified Dance Ensemble. They are a 501c3 nonprofit. I say that because you can support them, and they are doing an amazing thing. They are talking about the birth of Christ in ballet form, Christmas Joy. What an amazing show that is. Ladies, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
Well, I tell you this, I'm not insincere about this. I have no rhythm personally, can barely dance. Maybe I can country western dance a little bit, but I watch you take 5-year-olds all the way through high school seniors and grow these young people up, and it's pretty rigorous training too. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that today. And the show is just beautiful. It's excellent. It's not like, and I don't want to insult anybody because I know, hey, I have 5 kids. I went to high school plays, all of that. And I don't want to mislead people. This is a professional, extraordinarily beautiful, not just a visual experience, but a sound experience. Mm-hmm. The music is really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lindsay, tell us why our listeners should make it a point to see Christmas Joy.
Yeah, Christmas Joy, I think, is just, it's been a landmark here in our community for 40 years. We're celebrating our 40th anniversary this year, which is pretty incredible for a dance production and a dance company. So we're excited to celebrate that anniversary. But I think that's just a testament to, you know, the fact that it ministers to people, it speaks to people, and it's just a staple part of a lot of families' Christmas season.
Totally.
Okay, so what do you speak to the uncultured, those who have never been to a ballet? Lauren, would they enjoy it?
Absolutely. There's songs that are, you know, classic Christmas songs. So whether it's like, oh, I want to do something for the Christmas season, or maybe your family's in town, taking them out to just see the ballet. There's kids from all the way from like 5 or 6 to our alumni coming back this year for our 40th. So classic pieces like Drummer Boy or O Holy Night or things like that, that are like staple songs during the Christmas season. And also we have lots of props and costumes are beautiful and the music, all the things. So anybody who's never come, I would say this would be a wonderful first show to bring a younger dancer or your mom or your sister, anybody to come would be wonderful.
Yeah, it is spectacularly beautiful. I want people to understand the hard work that goes into that, not just from you two, and we'll talk about what an artistic director producer does. As we were walking in today a little bit, you were talking, I asked you if you guys were like coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Did somebody, you know, blow a play, you know? and you said, yeah, pretty much. And so you're talking about that and you're growing them. But I will say, when it's showtime, these kids step up.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, how much time do you have with the dancers from auditions through rehearsals and the performances of Christmas Joy?
Sure. Yeah. I'll give you the whole year-long rundown.
Yeah.
and people need to think about that.
Yeah.
So you're talking 5-year-olds all the way up through high school.
Yeah. Yep.
And these young people are putting in a year.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, they are rehearsing. They are practicing. They are taking classes. They are perfecting their craft, their art, really.
Yeah, definitely. We hold auditions in the spring of each year. So February or March, we have auditions. And, so the kids will come in, they'll do an audition class in front of Lauren and myself. And after that, we'll send out, you know, acceptances to the school, level placements, and acceptances into the company. So they are invited to join the company in May. And then throughout the summer, they're still training. We have our own summer intensive throughout the summer. And then a lot of our dancers will go out and train at other schools as well during the summer and kind of get that exposure and, you know, keep up their training. And throughout the summer, Lauren and I are brainstorming and praying and coming up with the show order for the year and then making the cast list. And then we send the cast list out in August and start rehearsals.
So when you talk about training, if you were talking about basketball, practicing layups, I'd understand. Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about layups here. So what do we, you know, I know you're a Cicchetti form, ballet form. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's okay. Correct. Yeah.
And tell us what that means and what a workout or a dance class does specifically.
Yeah. So the Cicchetti method is just a syllabus that we train on. And so our dancers are kind of uniform in their training and they take examinations each year to progress through those levels. But beyond that, I mean, they're taking classes every week. They're in ballet classes multiple times a week. They're in jazz class, contemporary. We have a program called 5-Point Fit, which is a cross training program. So they're doing workouts and, you know, other types of exercises to strengthen their bodies. So it's a pretty rigorous thing.
Well, we just talked about Lindsay. You just had a baby.
I did.
And you're a dancer, so you're having to kind of get back in. I'm actually saying this because you also, and we should talk about, we're talking about Magnified Dance Ensemble, but you also have a business that I'm allowed to mention, Magnified Dance Studios, and you offer classes not just to young people, but also to moms and...
Yeah, we have an adult dance program, which has kind of taken off this year.
Totally.
Yeah. It's been exciting to see. So we just opened up another ballet class for adults, and it's become pretty popular.
Do some of those adults bring their kids and kind of do a co thing?
Not usually. I actually did see our usual teacher is Miss Kara for that class, and I think somebody needed, you know, brought their kid, and Miss Kara is like, you know, kind of the mom of just – loving and all the kids, and I saw her holding a kid last week in class, so I think maybe this past week. But usually it's like I've talked to some parents or some young adults that are like, I've always wanted to do ballet, or I've just always wanted to dance, but I've been too nervous, or I've been, you know, it's just a little bit of a vulnerable thing to do something so brand new, and they come in and do it with other people who are also learning for the first time. And they just really enjoy it, and I think that's inspiring to their kids of like, oh, I can do something that I never did before, even, you know, in my adult life. So
both of you have danced in Christmas Joy for a long time. This is the 40th anniversary. What's the most important thing to you about Christmas Joy?
I mean, I think just the gift of being able to, you know, use our dance and use our bodies as worship and ministry. I mean, that's something that I really treasure and isn't found in every production. I mean, you can always use your art and use your craft as something that is glorifying to the Lord, but to do that corporately is really special.
And in dance, you're talking about the birth and the worship of Jesus after he was born.
Yeah.
Lauren, what's your favorite number? Do you have one or do you have 20?
Ooh, that's hard. I think this year, because of the 40th, we've brought back some pieces that just haven't been in a while. Our opener, I think it's been like almost 10 years since we've done that one. I love that one. That's No Eye. It's just like this angels and this kind of image of heaven and rejoice of what would have been on, you know, Christ's birth. I think rehearsing this year, I've come to really love Joy to the World, which is like a big jazz number. It has like 16 of our older dancers, and it's just this like big celebration and jazz number, which is lots of fun, and it's just been fun to rehearse. I think this is probably one of my favorites of all time, is called Winter Snow. There's five of us, and it was set on me a couple years back, and I just love the song, love being around. It's a little bit more personal and vulnerable, and I think I have a couple friends who are like, that's my favorite one every time I come.
How much are you changing that from year to year? Are there changes?
Yeah, there are. A lot of the times it's like, you know, it was set on somebody and we're having to craft it to the person that we cast in it of like, this shape or this pose or this position just looks better on you, or spacing wise, or also heights and you know, just different dancers year to year. We end up changing, but this year we're trying to stay to the
do
core.
You two have a playbook? Yeah. I mean, do you have to write all this down?
We do have a playbook.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we rely a lot on videos. So, mm-hmm. you know, kind of as we're casting the show, we look at past years, past performances and draw a lot of inspiration. And yeah, we're lucky that we have it all kind of memorialized
yes.
on video.
Yeah.
We are talking with Lindsay Warner and Lauren Maddock. They are both dancers, and they've been involved with Christmas Joy for a number of years. Christmas Joy is presented, Magnify Dance Ensemble presents the 40th anniversary of Christmas Joy at the National Hispanic Cultural Center on Saturday, December 14th at 2 and at 6:30 p.m., and then again Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock p.m. National Hispanic Cultural Center is such a beautiful venue, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. We've been there since, I think, 2006. So we've built a really special relationship with the venue. And
I think I remember you guys in Keller Hall. Did you ever down at the university?
Oh, we were at the university. I know we were in Rhodey.
Oh, Rhodey.
For a
okay.
while.
Maybe
yep.
that, maybe that's right. Maybe
yeah.
that you weren't in Popejoy, but you, I do remember
yeah, but
Rhodey.
We were in Rhodey for a number
and,
of
and this is the seating is beautiful. I think the stage is a little bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe gives you a little more room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the families and their commitment too, because you have, and I will say this, my daughters, my three daughters, know how to do every hairdo known to humankind, and they used to help during the, what do you call it, transitions between
one quick changes.
The quick changes. Yep. I mean, they could throw somebody in a new uniform or a new costume and change their hairdo in 30 seconds.
Yep.
So that's just one thing that parents do for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, parents, I mean, we rely so much on our parents. They are involved in almost every aspect of the show, from the costuming and the quick changes to, you know, helping us man the dressing rooms. And, you know, we have a dad who is the head of our stage crew and a mom who is the head of our props. And, you know, so they do a lot. And then our board of directors is made up entirely of parents. So we really couldn't do it without them.
Totally.
We rely on our volunteers a ton.
Yeah, that is, I'm just amazed by it. And again, I don't have any background in the ballet or classical music. I will say, though, that my favorite song is Joy.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been able to find the song.
Really?
Like, I can't. I've tried to look on Apple and, you know, some of the other, but I've never been able to find that song. You guys are the only ones with that song. The music is spectacular, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And the sound system. I mean, this is really an event that, you know, dress up a little bit,
mm-hmm.
You know, do something warm before you go, you know, go to a nice lunch and then go, and you will just be so amazed at Christmas Joy. Again, Magnify Dance Ensemble presents the 40th anniversary of Christmas Joy at the National Hispanic Cultural Center on Saturday, December 14th at 2 and again at 6:30 p.m. and Sunday, December 15th at 2. Tickets are available at the National Hispanic Cultural Center box office, which is nhccnm.org, or you can call 505-724-4771. I'll give you that information a few more times. We're going to have Lindsay and Lauren here with us until 2 o'clock. So we'll be right back after these messages.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
The producers and artistic directors for Christmas Joy are in studio with me, Lindsay Warner and Lauren Maddock, and they're friends. They are teammates. They are instructors. They are coaches, and they love ballet, and they're helping tell the story of the birth of Jesus for Christmas and Christmas Joy. It's the 40th anniversary of Christmas Joy at the National Hispanic Cultural Center on Saturday, December 14th, both 2 o'clock and 6:30 p.m. shows, and then again on Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock p.m. Please go to nhccnm.org and buy your tickets as soon as possible. A lot of these shows in the past have sold out. Love for that to happen again. Magnify Dance Ensemble is the nonprofit 501c3. We have people listening right now. I love our audience because they listen intently. They know that we're going to talk about some ministry or some project. They expect us to say this is how you can support that project. How could people support Magnify Dance Ensemble? How can they do that?
Sure. So they can visit our website, which is magnifieddancecenter.com. And then on there, there's a Magnify Dance Ensemble page that you can donate to. That all helps with, you know, keeping these shows and this legacy of our 40 years alive, helping with just costumes and, you know, our rehearsal directors and our our costumes, our volunteers, everything is volunteer based for Magnify Dance Ensemble. So and then that goes into our fund of actually Miss Karen Allman's mom's fund, who, you know, started Magnify Dance Ensemble. So you can go to magnifiedancecenter.com to donate or also come to one of our shows is supporting our nonprofit.
So 40 years is a long time.
Yeah.
Neither one of you were around on this planet when that started. And I'm actually, I say that with so much admiration. Mm-hmm. You guys are young and Lindsay just starting a family, but you guys are ministering to kids. Does it encourage young people in their faith in Jesus to be part of your dance ensemble?
Yeah, I really think it does. I mean, and that can look like just the simplicity of we're dancing to songs every weekend that, you know, glorify Jesus. But I think that we try to take it a step further, you know, by sometimes we have hosted Bible studies in the past, which has been a really cool thing, you know, trying to kind of bring scripture into our rehearsal process for certain pieces. And so, you know, I think it's much more than dance. And yeah, I think the kids are growing in different ways.
I know you both, because I've been interviewing you for like the last 4 years. We've been talking about this. So I know you don't have a favorite, but I'm going to ask you to mention one favorite. Lauren, what's a favorite and how old were you when you did it? Why do you remember it so vividly?
Sure. I think one of my favorites was probably my senior year doing a dance called El Shaddai with, at the time, probably two of my closest friends that I was graduating with senior year. One of them, Hannah Graham, who is actually still part of our like alumni and helping us with things like that this year.
We should mention you went to St. Pius.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But that year it was like, that piece is just a beast. Just lots of emotionally, physically, all the things. And so rehearsing was like, okay, you know, this is the beast of one. And then just doing that on stage for my final show was probably just a great experience of like, okay, it's all come together. It felt really good to be alongside people that I had grown up with and danced alongside. And then in hindsight now, like watching other dancers do that in the future, I'm like, oh, I remember what it felt like to do that piece or have the culmination of your years of training come up to your senior year where you're like, am I going to keep dancing? Am I not going to keep dancing? And whether you do or you don't, just those memories and experiences of being at the theater and being with your friends and telling a story greater than yourself just really sticks with you. So I think that's probably one of my favorite experiences for sure.
How about you, Lauren?
There's so many to choose from. I think, you know, last year I got to choreograph for the first time. And so I set a piece, a large group contemporary worship piece to the song, Is He Worthy? Mm-hmm. And that was a really meaningful experience. Mm-hmm. Choreography was something that was always kind of intimidating to me. So kind of getting to step over into that aspect of being a director was a really neat experience. And I was just really proud of the dancers, proud of how the piece came together. Mm-hmm. Felt like it was just everything I wanted it to be as far as worship. And it was, I really, really treasured that.
So the 40th anniversary is your performances on the 14th and the 15th of December. what are you adding or putting into the show to celebrate that 40th anniversary?
Yeah, we kind of dug into the archives a little bit, yeah. And brought back some old classic pieces. So Lauren mentioned earlier Joy to the World, mm-hmm. which is a large group jazz number. And so that's one that hasn't been in the show for several years. It's the Mariah Carey Joy to the World. Mm-hmm. So kind of a showstopper piece. And then we brought back our old previous kind of original show opener called No Eye Has Seen. And like Lauren mentioned, that one hasn't been in for about 10 years. So we brought that back this year. And another one is Amen. Amen is a crowd pleaser. Everybody yeah. loves that one. It's an upbeat closer to the show. So we kind of know that that's a crowd favorite. And we wanted to incorporate that this year. Some of the more like original choreography of that piece.
Yeah.
I think that when you think about the song Joy to the World, a lot of people think Joy to the World is Christmas, mm-hmm. but you show that it's Jesus in the ballet form. And that's what's spectacular is people are able to direct their attention to the reason for the season through your show.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have a manger on the stage for many of the pieces. We have a live baby Jesus. Like we really are trying to... You know, point yeah. to
Lindsay's baby. This
my
year will
my
be
little baby.
Where
will
did
be
you start dancing? When I was
3 months
four
old.
Months, three
yep.
months. Yeah.
We have had some dancers actually be like, I was baby Jesus in the show when I was little, and then they end up starting dancing, yep. and we're like, that's incredible.
So
you
we'll see if he decides to dance. It'd be yeah. a fun origin story.
yeah. What if he decides to sing during the performance?
Mm. Well, you know what? We've heard the audience loves when the baby is loud and interactive. So yeah. we'll see what he does.
Yeah. Then you really are, because people are like, is that a real baby? Is that not a real baby? So when he makes his little sounds, it's like, oh no, he's a showstopper
yeah,
for sure.
Hey, what's the experience, Lauren, that you want your dancers to have? Because you've already talked about they're putting in a year of work. And some people might be thinking, gosh, they make a 5-year-old go to rehearsals mm-hmm. multiple times a week for a year. And that is a lot. But I will tell you that my daughter did it for many years and just loved it. She's been coaching dance now at Hope Christian School for a number of years. She was involved in all when she just loves ballet. Unfortunately, she inherited size 10.5 feet from her mother. I'm just kidding, from her dad, obviously. And that doesn't bode well for being on point, although she was 7'1" when she was on point.
Oh my goodness. Amazing.
I'm just teasing. She's really tall. But tell me what you want the experience to be for the dancers.
Sure. We kind of always preach, you know, to them of like, this is so much more than dance. So whether, you know, a lot of these young kids, it's maybe something like, oh, I just love it and I want to be here because I enjoy it. And we also preach that of like, you're learning skills of hard work and grit, and how to be a team player and how to work with other people, how to, you know, do things that your body, it's hard, you know, like how to challenge your body, how to challenge your mind. And so for us, that's a bigger purpose than like, you know, we want you to dance forever. It's a lot of like you're learning these skills, whether you're outside of school or in your family, that will impact your life and impact those around you. We also harp on just this culture of like, you know, team spirit and kindness and making an environment that feels good to come to. You know, we want this to be like you come from school or you come from this outside and you come to this place of joy and love and support and alongside, you know, the excellence and the grit of the hard work of what dance is. Yeah.
Again, I can't help but think and remember backstage. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of, what do you call the young ones?
Like our little angels.
Yeah, little angels. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yes.
And the moms back there are keeping these kids laughing and they're ready in their costumes when they're ready to perform. But there's nothing boring about it. They are... on it the whole time, even though they're not on the stage. Mm-hmm. Tell us about how you think this encourages families spiritually.
Mm. Wow. I mean, I think just kind of families that are seeking to raise their kids in the way of the Lord, like just having that outside reinforcement, you know, that they can send their kid to an activity where the same values are being preached and they know that their child is safe there. Mm-hmm. And like Lauren mentioned, just all of those character traits that, you know, we're trying to foster within the kids that we have, you know, maybe just for a few hours a week. But, you know,
this,
I think
this might be a sensitive question, and I don't know if I'm going to phrase it correctly, but let's say they're a family. They're not necessarily Christians. Mm-hmm. But they love dance. They love ballet. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be invited to participate as well?
Definitely. Yeah,
we have some families, and we've had families in the past that have that, you know, just at home experience.
Yeah. And we always just hope that it's a ministry to them and that, you know, they can take away, you know, the love that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Want to remind everybody one more time, we're talking with Lindsay Warner and Lauren Maddock. They are the producers and artistic directors for the 40th anniversary of Christmas Joy, presented at the National Hispanic Cultural Center on Saturday, December 14th, 2 o'clock p.m., and again at 6:30 p.m. Sunday, December 15th, only one show in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You can buy tickets online at nhccnm.org, or you can call 505-724-4771. We'll be back with Lindsay and Lauren right after these messages.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE.
We are back on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you. Lindsay Warner and Lauren Maddock in studio. They are the producers and artistic directors of Christmas Joy. So I have a bone to pick with the women out there that are going to the show. Hey, I still want you to go to the show, but what I see is this person calling this friend, all women, and they all kind of go together and they take their children that are, say, above 10 or 12, and their kids are just fascinated. It's just amazing. But it kind of has been, in some shows I've been to, a girl thing. Now, here's my challenge. I love to go. It is spectacularly beautiful. I actually feel like I have some culture watching ballet. And it's not, I'm not bored. I'm amazed at what these young people do. I mean, you've taken what you teach five-year-olds to do, what you teach high school age young ladies to do. I mean, it is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I've already said the sound, the music is spectacular. So what do you think about that? Can I get some women out there to take your husbands? And husbands, go. You will love it. You will have, I don't care if your favorite thing is to sit on the couch and watch football. You will love Christmas Joy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just think about our dads.
Yep.
You know, have been faithful attendees of this performance. And, you know, my brother has attended, my brother-in-law. And like I was just telling you, my husband hasn't ever seen the show because he's in the show. He's been our Joseph for several years. But I think it's definitely something that men can appreciate, and totally. You know, a whole family can go and get something out of it.
Whole family. I love that. 40th anniversary. Give us some of the history. When did this all start?
Yeah, so Magnify Dance Ensemble was formerly known as the Performers Ballet and Jazz Company, which was founded in 1981 by Karen Alwyn. And she launched Christmas Joy in 1984, which is just wild to think of. 40 years of this performance ministering to the Albuquerque community. And they started performing in the studio, in the dance studio. They did a performance, and then they moved on to churches. And then after that, they danced at West Mesa and Sandia High School's venues, and then Rohde Theater at UNM. And then we moved into the National Hispanic Cultural Center in 2006 and have been there ever since. So it's been a long legacy. Mm-hmm. We've had, I think we're the fourth group of artistic directors. So Miss Karen led for many, many years. And then Wendy Miner took over in 2010. And then Andrea Basil took over in 2020. Mm-hmm. And then Lauren and I took over in 2021. Mm-hmm. So a long line, and all of us grew up in the company. So, you know, it's a legacy of artistic directors that grew up.
Was that scary taking it over?
A little bit.
I think it's just of like, oh my gosh, this legacy of impact and, you know, yeah, like impacting of the community of like, mm-hmm. okay, like more of like, we want to continue that and build yeah. that up and do it in, you know, a similar way that they did with just like, you know, so much wisdom and grace and strong leadership. But we still, I mean, have contact with all of them and yeah. chat with them very, very frequently. And then now that we're in the swing of things, we're like, oh yeah, like this was placed on us for a reason. And
yeah,
we're doing a good job.
So you, this is a calling, really.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I mm-hmm. never thought, you know, that this is kind of the direction that my life would take. And then when the doors opened, it was just, yeah, was felt very purposeful and the yeah. timing of it. And I just, yeah, we were in the right place to mm-hmm. step into this when it was needed. And I think it's been a blessing to both of us.
Absolutely.
Tickets are available for Christmas Joy online at nhccnm.org or by calling 505-724-4771. This is the time of the year where we celebrate the birth of Jesus. We're so thankful for him. We really want everyone to know him in a personal way, but that is something between them and the Lord. Mm-hmm. All we can do is be ready to give an answer. Mm-hmm. And you're giving an answer at the show. You're telling people about the birth of this supernatural child. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say superhero child. Sometimes yeah. people don't think about that, but we're really talking about that. He's not magic. He just has the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And so that has impacted the world greater than any other human being, any other event ever. Mm. And so I'm just amazed that you're doing that in ballet form. So 40 years of choreography and mm-hmm. creativity. How much do you two get to tweak things as you go along?
I mean, I think we get to do a fair amount of tweaking. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know, I feel like we've gotten more comfortable doing that. The first couple of years, it was just kind of like, okay, we have to preserve, yeah. you know, everything. But as we've gotten more comfortable as directors, there's been a lot more freedom that I've felt of like, okay, we can make these changes and suit these things to the dancers that we have, because really each year it's such an individual mm-hmm. crop of kids and we want to showcase them the best way possible. And sometimes that means making changes. So it's kind of a neat part of the process to get to
totally.
To do those things to make it all look its best.
Yeah.
Have you guys talked to Miss Karen Alwyn, Miss Karen, about her vision for this that she had many years mm-hmm. ago?
I think I have in the past, yeah. And I remember her just feeling that call to have something in the Albuquerque community that was focused on Christ and the real meaning of Christmas Joy. Because, you know, that a lot of places that doesn't happen. And even here, I think we're pretty much the sole, one of the sole companies that your Christmas performance is, you know, surrounding that. And she wanted to bring that to the Albuquerque community. And, you know, what a blessing that it's continued this long for mm-hmm. 40 years. And her wisdom and her just, you know, that purpose on her has continued.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And I think one of her priorities was just like the excellence in training. Mm-hmm. That was something that she yeah. really built into the fabric of the company was high quality dancing. Like even though these are kids and they're pre-professional students, you know, we can still put on a production that is professional in quality mm-hmm. and you know, with technical excellence. And so that's really carried through the 40 years.
How does dance differ from other sports that you may have played? Like, for example, I told you I coach basketball quite mm-hmm, a bit. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes I have to yell people into doing things. Mm. And then there's other players that you can't yell at. Because they're, and of course, not using obscenity or anything else, but some people, like I need a coach in my face. Mm. You know, when I was 18 years old, I didn't do anything that anybody asked me nicely to do.
Yeah.
When I had to run, that's when I was motivated.
Right.
So, but it seems to me that the pressure of the performance seems to be all that's needed. Would you say that's true or no?
Yeah. I mean, I think in a lot of ways, the kids know that they're a part of a legacy.
Yeah.
And we really try to emphasize that of, just like this, you're a part of something that's bigger than yourself. You know, not only are you a part of a company that has, you know, 40 years of history, but you're also a part of sharing the gospel message. And both of those are a big deal. And so I think, you know, there are definitely times where we have to encourage strongly, you know, and maybe get a little more stern in tone. But I think by nature, artists are more sensitive beings. And so, you know, the way that you encourage a dancer, encourage an artist, just has to look different than, you know, maybe someone who is a little more, I don't know the word, but just, you know, within the sporting realms, it's just kind of a different culture and different types of kids that we're working with.
Totally.
What I like about what you're saying is you're calling a five-year-old dancer an artist, albeit they're a beginning artist, right?
Yeah.
But you have a level of respect that you are affording them that maybe the rest of us don't do that with five-year-olds. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we need to have more respect, more expect more.
Yeah.
Because you guys expect a lot from these dancers.
We do. And they rise to the occasion.
Totally. I think it's cool, too, to have such a wide range of kids and ages in our company, because those little youngers see those olders and they're like, oh, either I want to do that, or look how she's holding herself, or look how she's listening, or, you know, when their teacher asks them to do something and they do it right away. And I'm going to, you know, just that kind of like mentorship and sisterhood and familyhood that we try and offer, or that we do offer, is really special for them to see. You know, I'm a little one up into their mature high school students, for sure.
I love this. We have one more segment with Lindsay Warner and Lauren Maddock. They are the producers and co-directors of Christmas Joy. It's an amazing, amazing performance. December 14th, shows at 2 o'clock and 6:30 p.m. And again, Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock. You can buy tickets at nhccnm.org or by calling 505-724-4771. Magnified Dance Ensemble is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that puts on Christmas Joy. And we're going to talk in this next segment about a spring show that they started a couple years ago. And I don't know if it's still going, but I'm going to ask you about it. We'll be back on ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Lindsay Warner and Lauren Maddock in studio. I don't know either one of these two young ladies real well, but I've interviewed them, I think, for the last 3 or 4 years, and I love Christmas Joy. I've already shared that with you. You can buy tickets by calling 505-724-4771 or by going online at the National Hispanic Cultural Center's website, nhccnm.org. Tickets will help the nonprofit Magnified Dance Ensemble to afford to keep putting on this production. I told you before the break I was going to ask you about How Love Wins, and not going to put it on that presentation this year in the spring, but you're going to do something different.
We are, yes. We're going to have a spring showcase with our entire school, Magnified Dance Center. So our three-year-olds all the way up to our high school seniors, they'll be on the stage together. Our theme this year, we have a theme for each year's showcase recital. This year it's going to be At the Movies. So it's going to be a really fun time. We're excited. We're going to do some brainstorming tonight, actually, about just, you know, kind of putting that show together. So we're looking forward to it.
Lauren, I've never mentioned this to you, but I think the first time I saw you, you actually were putting on a demonstration for Christmas Joy at Calvary.
Probably.
And it was just amazing. It was like, what?
How cool.
I mean, these are middle school and high school age young people, and it was so good.
Yeah, thank you.
But I think people, do you guys still do some of those performances?
We do, yeah. We're going to be at Sawmill Market, actually, here in a couple weeks, which we've never done before, and we have a couple of church performances, so we try to get in the community as much as we can.
Yeah.
What if you got so much popularity that you had to do 5, 6, 7 shows? Is that too many?
we used to do 4. Yeah. We used to have a Friday evening evening performance, and then 2 on Saturday and 2 on Sunday, which we did for a little while. But those long, you know, we're at the theater Monday through Sunday of the week up to it. And so it's just demanding on those older dancers who are dancing in six things, and we want really three sold out audiences instead of four spread out. But if we needed to,
two weekends of shows someday, that'd be fun.
You know, but just a lot. It's demanding on the dancers, but they love. They want to dance as much as possible. So,
how many different shows could your troupe do in a year? Could you do two or three shows?
Mm. We've done in the past three. Mm-hmm. Christmas Joy, and then How Love Wins, and then sometimes, you know, the Spring Showcase. So there's definitely room for that. And I think the dancers will do as much as they want to do. So. Yeah.
So if our listeners are listening intently, they will know that a young person that is involved in Magnified Dance Ensemble, which is a 501c3, is going to hear about Jesus. They are going to be involved in a highly disciplined, highly creative, artistic program. Mm-hmm. And how much can you push people without getting pushback?
That's a great question. I think we're always kind of trying to figure that out because we do want a high level of excellence. But we want it to be within a healthy environment. And there's been a lot of change within the dance world, I think, since, COVID kind of shook up the world. You know, there's just been a lot of shifting within the dance world to make it more sustainable, more healthy. Mm-hmm. Mental and emotional well-being of the dancers is becoming more of a priority to directors, as it should be. So, you know, I think we're kind of in that wave of wanting to protect and preserve our dancers and recognize that they are kids.
How much are you in touch with people that you've danced with over the years? So, Lauren, you graduated at St. Pius.
Yeah.
Are you more in touch with people that you went to high school with or that you danced with?
Oh, I think danced with 100%. Those are the people that you're spending, you know, the most hours with, or I was. It was like I would go to school and then I would go to dance and spend my evenings there, spend all our Saturdays there rehearsing, and we kind of joke, it's like they do see you at like your best and your worst moments, you know, like you're sweaty and you're hurting, or you're sweaty and you're tearful because you just are having such a great time, or just the joy. So definitely people I've danced with over the years, and then also being there kind of on a legacy with legacy people you just see. Because like Lindsay, actually my first year that I went to go see Christmas Joy, I believe was her senior year. And so I was like, oh, you know, look at Lindsay. And then now how special to just like work alongside her and grow in our, connection to dance is really special.
Who is Mary this year?
Actually, I am.
You are.
Yeah. So that was kind of the pull to come back from having my baby. And I really wanted to be a part of the 40th. And it just.
You're way tougher than Mary because she didn't do any ballet after she had Jesus.
No, I don't think she did. And some people might call it a little crazy to try to come back that soon. But, you know, the door was open for it. And I just knew I wanted to be a part of this anniversary in whatever way I could. So,
yeah.
We're going to be the Holy Family, Mary and my husband, Joseph. And then we'll have our little baby as baby Jesus. So it's going to be cool.
Yeah, we have for our 40th a couple alumni coming back, some that have been Mary in the past, some that have been part of our spring show. All of them, legacy dancers, grew up as little angels, just to bring back some classic pieces over the years, which is really special to have. We also have Wendy Miners, her son has been training in Amsterdam, and he's going to come join us for the show. So we just have lots of special people, and I'm just super excited.
It's going to be really cool.
Anniversary. Yeah.
You know, I haven't asked you about boys. Have you had boys pretty regularly?
We have.
Dance?
Yeah. I think we always have one or two.
Yeah.
How rigorous, the boys do different parts. Mm-hmm. Like when I watch professional dancers, they're having to lift and do all kinds of things, but the women are doing more complicated kind of turns and spins, and I don't know if I'm using the right vernacular. Yeah. I'm not using Chaketti vernacular.
No, it's definitely different, and we try to cater our training to that. And I think the Chaketti method helps with that because they'll have specific, you know, point exercises for the ladies and male exercises for the boys that you know, they kind of split off more as they get into the older, more advanced levels. So it's been kind of cool to see that.
So let's say you're a mom and you've got a 3 or 4 year old.
Yeah.
How long do they have to start dancing before they'd have an opportunity to do something in Christmas Joy?
So we audition for Christmas Joy when they can be 5 years old, going on 6.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but we open up our classes at 2 years old. So a dancer could come at 2 and take mommy and me, and then progress into our primary program and go through those levels. And then they are invited to audition for Christmas Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. How young were you when you started dancing, Lauren?
Oh, I think I was 3 years old when I started dancing. And I've been in it ever since. My mom put me and my sister in when we were 3. And you kind of work those ropes of you're doing ballet, you're doing jazz, just kind of trying all the things to see what you love. And then...
But you also teach people how to tap dance,
mm-hmm.
how to do things on point.
Totally.
All the different styles.
Lots of versatility. Yeah, we try to offer as much versatility as possible because... You know, if you're going to pursue it professionally or even not, just to the dance world is very, it's not just kind of one thing or the other now. So, yeah.
Amazing. Christmas Joy is an absolute blessing. You should go see it December 14th, 2 o'clock and 6:30 p.m. And again, Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock p.m. It's the 40th anniversary of Christmas Joy, produced by Magnify Dance Ensemble. Lindsay Warner, Lauren Maddock, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.